in this bulletin. Melbourne's construction industry shuts down following violent protests. Pfizer says its COVID-19 vaccine is safe and effective for children aged 5 to 11. And in sport, Australian Jared Gillett is set to become the Premier League's first overseas official. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. The construction industry in Melbourne and other parts of Victoria will be shut down for 2 weeks following a violent protest outside the CFMEU's headquarters. The closure across metropolitan Melbourne, Geelong, the Surf Coast, Ballarat and Mitchell Shire was decided last night after the CFMEU building was damaged and riot police deployed in the chaotic scenes in the CBD. The Master Builders Association of Victoria informed members of the development after a meeting with government ministers. Premier Daniel Andrews says protesting and violence will not alter the course of the industry's rules or the state's roadmap.
What I'd say is that protests don't work. Getting vaccinated works. Following the rules works. That's how you stay open. That's how you get open if you're not open now. None of those decisions are made lightly about the rules that apply on a building site. It's a good deal of work goes into that, and I'd ask people to follow those rules.
The central western New South Wales town of Cowra has entered day one of a lockdown after a 9-year-old boy tested positive to COVID-19. Chief Health Officer Kerry Chant says the community has high vaccination rates, but urged residents to be vigilant with testing and contact with community members. It comes as the New South Wales-Queensland border bubble is threatened just a week after it was reinstated, with the revelation of a COVID-19 case that was infectious in several communities for 2 days. Their infection is to be formally included in Tuesday's coronavirus figures. Australia will need to maintain stay-at-home controls during coronavirus outbreaks, while double-dose vaccination coverage is between 70 and 80%. That's the recommendation of updated Doherty Institute modelling, guiding a national reopening plan to cautiously exit major lockdowns. While the initial advice provided to governments compared outbreaks seeded with 30 cases, it now takes into account scenarios with hundreds and thousands of cases. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has stressed the importance of adhering to the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals. World leaders are converging on New York City for gatherings and meetings at the UN General Assembly. Climate is one of the topics high on the agenda. The Sustainable Development Goals are a blueprint for fighting poverty and hunger, confronting the climate crisis, and achieving gender equality within the next 10 years. Mr. Guterres says the world has a path to recovery, and he is calling on all leaders to support it.
Our world is challenged like never before, from climate change to conflicts to COVID-19, which is putting the Sustainable Development Goals further out of reach. It would be easy to lose hope, but we are not hopeless.
I convened this meeting with Prime Minister Johnson for a very simple reason. It is a wake-up call to instill a sense of urgency on the dire state of the climate process ahead of COP26.
Pfizer says its COVID-19 vaccine is safe and effective for children aged 5 to 11. Senior Vice President of Pfizer, Dr. Bill Gruber, says the company will provide trial evidence and ask for authorisation use in children in that age range in the United States, Europe and elsewhere as soon as possible. Researchers say their COVID-19 vaccine induces a robust immune response in 5 to 11-year-olds that match what they had previously observed in 16 to 25-year-olds. The safety profile was also generally comparable to the older age group. To sport, Australian referee Jared Gillett is to become the first overseas official to take charge of a game in the English Premier League. Gillett will referee Saturday's match between Watford and Newcastle United. A 34-year-old from the Gold Coast, Gillett began refereeing in Australia's A-League in the 2010-11 season. The much-travelled whistleblower has also officiated in the Japanese, Indian, Chinese and Saudi leagues. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, sunny, 27. Adelaide, cloudy and 15. Melbourne, showers easing, 13. Hobart, cloudy, 14. Canberra, much the same, 14 degrees. Wollongong, a shower or two and 18. Sydney, similar conditions, 17. Newcastle, showers and a possible storm, 17. Brisbane, windy and mostly sunny, 25. Cairns, sunny, 32. And Darwin, sunny as well, 37 degrees. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.